Ramblers in the wilderness, can't find what you need. Get a little restless from search and get a little worn down in between. Like a bull chasing the matador, it's a man living his own schemes. But everybody needs someone beside him, shining like a lighthouse from the sea. Brother, let me be your shelter, never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low. Brother, let me be your fortress when the night winds are driving on. Be the one to light the way, bring you home. Now you in the driving on. Be the one to light the way. One more time, just your voices, let me hear. Brother, let me be your
shelter.
Brother, let me be your boss. Now you in the driving on. Be the one to light the way. Bring it home. Be the one to light the way. Be the one to light the way. Bring it home. This band's been doing this for a long time, and 15 years ago or so, we were playing Dallas, Texas, and for some Southern kids from South Carolina, everything on the East Coast is pretty close. You start touring around, you're like, man, I can make it in 4 or 5 hours to almost anywhere, it seems like. Once you get west of Dallas, everything becomes like a day away, and in a van, that's a problem. We were going out that way. We're going through Amarillo, El Paso, all that. And we saw some things that we had never seen just from where we were from. First thing was, there was these tractor trailers blown over by the wind on the interstate. Literally three of them just blown all the way over. And somebody was like, oh, that happens all the time here. And all I could think was like, why would anybody live out here then? And then we got pulled over by the Border Patrol. We were not going across the border, just close enough. And we looked suspicious. We had just watched the movie Almost Famous. We were all rocking the scarves and the Gap girl jeans. This is pretty skinny jeans. And guy comes out the window. He's like, son, I'm gonna need you to step out of the vehicle. And I would just like to tell y'all, just from my heart to yours, don't ever start a conversation with the word son unless it's your actual son. That's the most derogatory way to start something. So I'm like, I don't know about this. I get out. He's like, I want you to look in the trailer. We walk around the back. And he's pretty serious about the situation, so I'm not expecting what's coming next. He says, he asked me two questions that maybe are the weirdest in sequential order I've ever heard in my life. He says, son, you have any dead bodies or stolen watches in that trailer? And as weird as that sound, I was relieved because I was like, we're fresh out of both of those things. I don't know what I was worried about, or at least I'm not going to say what I was worried about him looking for, but somehow, during the pandemic, I'm home writing a song about what it feels like to to be inside something or overcome by something that's bigger than you, something you don't understand, you don't know how it's going to end up. And I don't know about you, that's the way I felt anyway. And I feel that way a lot. This one is about that. It's called West Texas Wind. Thank y'all for being here tonight. We appreciate it very much.